Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Multiplying Matrices Without Multiplying. Authored 2021 by Davis W. Blaylock, J. Guttig. Davis Blaylock 12. Abstract. Multiplying matrices is among the most fundamental and compute-intensive operations in machine learning. Consequently, there has been significant work on efficiently approximating matrix multiplies. We introduce a learning-based algorithm for this task that greatly outperforms existing methods. Experiments using hundreds of matrices from diverse domains show that it often runs 100x faster than exact matrix products and 10x faster than current approximate methods. In the common case that one matrix is known ahead of time, our method also has the interesting property that it requires zero multiply adds. These results suggest that a mixture of hashing, averaging, and byte shuffling, the core operations of our method, could be a more promising building block for machine learning than the sparsified, factorized, and/or scalar quantized matrix products that have recently been the focus of substantial research and hardware investment. 1. Introduction. Matrix multiplication is among the most fundamental subroutines used in machine learning and scientific computing. As a result, there has been a great deal of work on implementing high-speed matrix multiplication libraries, Poshke et al., 2017, Genobo et al., 2010, Abadi et al., 2016, designing custom hardware to accelerate multiplication of certain classes of matrices, Han et al., 2016, Chen et al., 2016, Parashar et al., 2017, Jupi et al., 2017, speeding up distributed matrix multiplication, Yu et al., 2017, Dutta et al., 2016, Yu et al., 2020, Irony et al., 2004, and designing efficient approximate matrix multiplication, AMM, algorithms under various assumptions. We focus on the AMM task under the assumptions that the matrices are tall, relatively dense, and resident in a single machine's memory. In this setting, the primary challenge, John Guttig, is minimizing the amount of compute time required to approximate linear operations with a given level of fidelity. This setting arises naturally in machine learning and data mining when one has a data matrix A whose rows are samples in a linear operator B1 wishes to apply to these samples. B could be a linear classifier, linear regressor, or an embedding matrix, among other possibilities. As a concrete example, consider the task of approximating a softmax classifier trained to predict image labels given embeddings derived from a neural network. Here, the rows of A are the embeddings for each image, and the columns of B are the weight vectors for each class. Classification is performed by computing the product AB and taking the argmax within each row of the result. In Figure 1, we see the results of approximating AB using our method and its best performing rivals, Dasgupta et al., 2010, Myrol et al., 2009, on the CIFAR-10 and CIFAR-100 datasets. Our method represents a significant methodological departure from most traditional approaches to this problem. Traditional AMM methods construct matrices VA, VBERDXD, D less than D such that AB tilde, AVA, VB, 1. Often, VA and VB are sparse, embody some sort of sampling scheme, or have other structure such that these projection operations are faster than a dense matrix multiply. In short, these methods use linear functions to preprocess A and B and reduce the problem to exact matrix multiplication in a lower dimensional space. Our proposed method, MADNESS, instead employs a nonlinear preprocessing function and reduces the problem to table lookups. Moreover, in the case that B is known ahead of time, which happens when applying a trained linear model to new data, among other situations, MADNESS does not require any multiply add operations. Our method is most closely related to vector quantization methods used for similarity search, e.g., Blaylock and Guttig, 2017, Andre et al., 2017, 2019, Jegu et al., 2011, Zhe et al., 2014. However, instead of using an expensive quantization function that requires many multiply adds, we introduce a family of quantization functions that require no multiply adds. Our contributions can be summarized as follows: an efficient family of learned vector quantization functions that can encode over 100 gigabytes of data per second in a single CPU thread. A high-speed summation algorithm for low bitwidth integers that avoids upcasting, saturation, and overflow. An algorithm based on these functions for approximate matrix multiplication. Experiments across hundreds of diverse matrices demonstrate that this algorithm significantly outperforms existing alternatives. It also features theoretical quality guarantees. 1.1. Problem formulation: let AERNXD and BERDRM be two matrices, with ND greater than M given a computation time budget T. Our task is to construct three functions G, H, and F, along with constants A and B, such that for as small an error epsilon, 1, possible, the constants A and SS are separated from F, smiley face, so that F, smiley face, can produce low bitwidth outputs, e.g., in the range, reference 0, 255, even when the entries of AB do not fall in this range. We assume the existence of a training set A, whose rows are drawn from the same distribution as the rows of A. This is a natural assumption in the case that rows of A represent examples in training data, or structured subsets thereof, such as patches of images. Multiply addition IESS. Jection. 2. Related work. Because our work draws on ideas from randomized algorithms, approximate matrix multiplication, vector quantization, and other fields, the body of work related to our own is vast. Here, we provide only a high-level overview, and refer the interested reader to Wang et al. 2016a, 2014a, Desai et al. 2016, for more detailed surveys. We also defer discussion of related vector quantization methods to the following sections. 2.1. Linear approximation. Most AMM methods work by projecting A and B into lower dimensional spaces and then performing an exact matrix multiply. One simple option for choosing the projection matrices is to use matrix sketching algorithms. The most prominent deterministic matrix sketching methods are the frequent directions algorithm, Liberty, 2012, Ghashami et al., 2016, and its many variations, Tang and Chu, 2019, Francis and Raymond, 2018b, Yi et al., 2016, Huang, 2019, Luo et al., 2019, Francis and Raymond, 2018a. There are also many randomized sketching methods, Sarlos, 2006, Kirilidis et al., 2014, Pog, 2013, Dasgupta et al., 2010, Nelson and Nguyen, 2013, and sampling methods, Drinias et al., 2006b, c. A weakness of matrix sketching methods in the context of matrix multiplication is that they consider each matrix in isolation. To exploit information about both matrices simultaneously, Drinias et al., 2006a, sample columns of A and rows of B according to a sampling distribution dependent upon both matrices. Later work by Mann and Pal, 2014, reduces approximation of the matrices to an optimization problem, which is solved by steepest descent. Marua et al., 2016, Yi et al., 2016, and Francis and Raymond, 2018a, introduce variations of the frequent directions algorithm that take into account both matrices. All of the above methods differ from our own not merely in specifics, but also in problem formulation. These methods all assume that there is no training set A and nearly all focus on large matrices, where provably reduced asymptotic complexity for a given level of error is the goal. 2.2. Hashing. To avoid linear operations in the neural network acceleration literature, there have been several efforts to accelerate dense linear layers using some form of hashing, Spring and Srivastava, 2017, Chen et al., 2019, Bakhtiari et al., 2015, Dean et al., 2013, Chen et al., 2015. These methods differ from our own in the hash functions chosen, in not exploiting a training set, and in the overall goal of the algorithm. While we seek to approximate the entire output matrix, these methods seek to either sample outputs, Spring and AMP, Srivastava, 2017, Chen et al., 2019, approximate only the largest outputs, Bakhtiari et al., 2015, Dean et al., 2013, or implement a fixed, sparse linear operator, Chen et al., 2015. 3. Background product quantization. To lay the groundwork for our own method, we begin by reviewing product quantization, PQ, Jegu et al., 2011. PQ is a classic vector quantization algorithm for approximating inner products in Euclidean distances and serves as the basis for nearly all vector quantization methods similar to our own. The basic intuition behind PQ is that AB equals ATB, where AA is small but it has special structure allowing the product to be computed quickly. This structure consists of A being formed by concatenating learned prototypes in disjoint subspaces. One obtains a speedup by precomputing the dot products between B and the prototypes once, and then reusing these values across many A vectors. The A vectors here are the transposed rows of A, and the B vectors are the columns of B. In somewhat more detail, PQ consists of the following. 1. Prototype learning in an initial, offline training phase, cluster the rows of a, or a training set A, using K means to create prototypes. A separate K means is run in each of C disjoint subspaces to produce C sets of K prototypes. 2. Encoding function. G, A, determine the most similar prototype to A in each subspace. Store these assignments as integer indices using C log 2, K, bits. 3. Table construction. H, B, precompute the dot products between B and each prototype in each subspace. Store these partial dot products in seed lookup tables of size K4. Aggregation. F. Smiley face. Use the indices and tables to look up the estimated partial ALB in each subspace, then sum the results across all C subspaces. PQ is depicted for a single pair of vectors A and B in figure 2. We elaborate upon each of these steps below. Prototype learning. Let AERNXD be a training set, K be a number of prototypes per subspace, C be a number of subspaces, and I, C, an AMP, equals 1 be the mutually exclusive and collectively exhaustive sets of indices associated with each subspace. The training time task of PQ is to learn C sets of prototypes P, C, ERKX, I, C, and assignments Z, C, ERN such that, is minimized. It does this by running K means separately in each subspace J, and using the resulting centroids and assignments to populate P, C, and Z, C. Encoding function. G, A. Given the learned prototypes, PQ replaces each row of A with the concatenation of its CK means centroid assignments in each of the C subspaces. Formally, lay C we will refer to the resulting sequence of indices as the encoding of A and the set of K centroids as a codebook. For convenience, we will also refer to the vector A, C, AJ, JEJC, as the subvector of A in subspace C. Table construction, HB, using these same prototypes, PQ constructs a lookup table H, C, B, ERK in each of the C subspaces for each column B of B, where existing work has shown that setting K equals 16 and quantizing the lookup tables to 8 bits can offer enormous speedups compared to larger K and or floating point tables, Blaylock and AMP, Guttig, 2017, Andre et al., 2017, 2019. This is because 16 1-byte entries can be stored in a SIMD register, allowing 16 or more table lookups to be performed in parallel using a byte shuffle instruction. Since the table entries naturally occupy more than 8 bits even for 8-bit data, some means of quantizing these entries is necessary. This can easily be done by subtracting off the minimum entry in each table and linearly rescaling such that the maximum entry in any table is at most 255. Ignoring rounding error, this affine transform is invertible and is reflected by the constants A and SS in equation 2. See Appendix A for further details. Aggregation. F. Smiley face. Given the encoding of A and the lookup tables for B, the product can be approximated as 4. Our method product quantization and its variance yield a large speedup with N, M, D. However, we require an algorithm that only needs N, M, D, a more relaxed scenario common when using linear models and transforms. In this setting, the preprocessing time G, A, can be significant, since ND may be similar to, or even larger than, NM. To address this case, we introduce a new G, A, function that yields large speedups even on much smaller matrices. The main idea behind our function is to determine the most similar prototype through locality-sensitive hashing, INDIC and AMP, Motwani, 1998, i.e., rather than compute the Euclidean distance between a subvector A, copyright, and each prototype, we hash A, C, to one of K buckets where similar subvectors tend to hash to the same bucket. The prototypes are set to the means of the subvectors hashing to each bucket. 4.1. Hash function family, G. Because we seek to exploit a training set while also doing far less work than even a single linear transform, we found that existing hash functions did not meet our requirements. Consequently, we designed our own family of trainable hash functions. The family of hash functions we choose is balanced binary regression trees, with each leaf of the tree acting as one hash bucket. The leaf for a vector x is chosen by traversing the tree from the root and moving to the left child if the value x, at some index j, is below a node-specific threshold v, and to the right child otherwise. To enable the use of SIMD instructions, the tree is limited to 16 leaves and all nodes at a given level of the tree are required to split on the same index j. The number 16 holds across many processor architectures, and we refer the reader to Appendix B for further vectorization details. Formally, consider a set of four indices J1, J4 and four arrays of split thresholds V1, V4, with Vt having length 21 to 1. A vector x is mapped to an index using algorithm 1. This function is simple, only depends on a constant number of indices in the input vector, and can easily be vectorized provided that the matrix whose rows are being encoded is stored in column major order. 4.2. Learning the hash function parameters. The split indices J, J4 and split thresholds V1 are optimized on the training matrix A using a greedy tree construction algorithm. To describe this algorithm, we introduce the notion of a bucket B1, which is the set of vectors mapped to node I in level T of the tree. The root of the tree is level 0 and by contains all the vectors. It will also be helpful to define the sum of squared errors, SSE, loss associated with a bucket, or a specific index, bucket, pair. 2. Using this notation, it suffices to characterize the learning algorithm by describing the construction of level T of the tree given the buckets BP, B from the previous level. This procedure is given in algorithm 2. In line 2, we select a fixed number of indices to evaluate. Several heuristics are possible, including evaluating all indices. We found that simply selecting the top n indices that contributed the most loss summed across all buckets was difficult to beat. In preliminary experiments, we found that using n and gt, 4 indices offered no clear benefit, and even choosing n equals 1 was nearly as good, so we fix n equals 4. In lines 4 to 15, we find the minimal loss obtainable by splitting all buckets along that index, but with bucket-specific cutoffs. This loss is minimal not in the sense that it leads to the globally optimal tree, but in that it minimizes the sum of the losses in the buckets produced in this iteration. To do this, we invoke the subroutine optimal underscore split threshold, which takes in a bucket B and an index J and tests all possible thresholds to find one minimizing L, J, B. This can be done in time O, I, C, B, log, by. The pseudocode for this subroutine is given in algorithms 3 and 4 in appendix C. Once a split index J and an array of split thresholds V are chosen, all that remains is to split the buckets to form the next level of the tree, lines 16 to 21. This entails forming two child buckets from each current bucket by grouping vectors whose JTH entries are above or below the bucket split threshold. 4.3. Optimizing the prototypes. At this point, we have a complete algorithm. We could simply drop our hash-based encoding function into PQ and approximate matrix products. However, we contribute two additional enhancements, a means of optimizing the prototypes with no runtime overhead, and a means of quickly summing low bitwidth integers. Several works propose prototype or table optimizations based on knowledge of B, Babenko et al., 2016, Wang et al., 2014b, and others optimize them at the expense of slowing down the function G. Zhang et al., 2014, 2015. In contrast, we introduce a method that does not do either of these. The idea is to choose prototypes such that it can be reconstructed from its prototypes with as little squared error as possible. This improves results since less error means that less information about A is being lost. Let PERKCXD be a matrix whose diagonal blocks of size KXI, C, consist of the K-learned prototypes in each subspace C. The training matrix A can be approximately reconstructed as A tilde GP, where G serves to select the appropriate prototype in each subspace. Rows of G are formed by concatenating the one hot encoded representations of each assignment for the corresponding row of A. For example, if a row were assigned prototypes, 3, 1, 2, with k equals 4, c equals 3, its row in G would be 0010, 1000, 0100, ER12. Our idea is to optimize P conditioned on G and A. This is an ordinary least squares problem, and we solve it with ridge regression. One could obtain better performance by cross-validating to find 1, but for simplicity, we fix 1 equals 1. This procedure allows the prototypes to be non-zero outside of their original subspaces. Because of our hashing procedure, we avoid the dramatically increased overhead faced by other methods with non-orthogonal prototypes, C. F. Babenko and Lempitsky, 2015, 2014, Zhang et al., 2014, Liu et al., 2016, Martinez et al., 2016, 2014. 4.4. Fast 8-bit aggregation, F. Smiley face. Let TerMXCXK be the tensor of lookup tables for all m columns of B given the encodings G. The function f, smiley face, is defined as because the entries of t are stored as 8-bit values, exact summation requires immediately upcasting each looked-up entry to 16 bits before performing any addition instructions, Blaylock and Guttig, 2017. This not only imposes overhead directly, but also means that one must perform 16-bit additions, which have half the throughput of 8-bit additions. We propose an alternative that sacrifices a small amount of accuracy for a significant increase in speed. Instead of using addition instructions, we use averaging instructions, such as VPAVGB on x86 or VRHAT on ARM. While non-saturating additions compute, A plus B, percent 256, These instructions compute A plus B plus 1, 2. This means that they lose information about the low bit instead of the high bit of the sum. We estimate the overall mean by averaging pairs of values, then pairs of pairs, and so on. We refer the reader to Appendix D for details. The challenging part of this approach is computing the bias in the estimated sum in order to correct for it. We prove in Appendix D that this bias has a closed-form solution under the realistic assumption that the low bits are equally likely to be 0 or 1. 4.5. Theoretical guarantees. Our central theoretical result is a generalization guarantee for the overall approximation error of madness, stated below. See Appendix F for a proof and additional analysis, including a discussion of algorithmic complexity. Besides this main guarantee, we also inherit all of the guarantees for Bolt, Blalock and Guttig, 2017, modulo a small amount of additional error from averaging integers rather than summing exactly. This follows from Bolt's guarantees depending only on the quantization errors, rather than the method used to obtain them. Theorem 4.1, generalization error of madness. Let D be a probability distribution over road and suppose that madness is trained on a matrix ARNXD whose rows are drawn independently from D and with maximum singular value bounded by OA. Let C be the number of codebooks used by madness and greater than 0 be the regularization parameter used in the ridge regression step. Then for any B road, any A tilde D, and any 0 less than 5 less than 1, we have with probability at least 1/8 that where L, A, B, 4ATB, AF, G, A, H, B, B1. A is the scale used for quantizing the lookup tables. SS is the constants used in quantizing the lookup tables plus the Debye-Zing constant of section 4.4, and 5. Experiments. To assess MADDNESS's effectiveness, we implemented both it and existing algorithms in C++ and Python. All of our code and raw numerical results are publicly available at https://smarturl.it/madness. All experiments use a single thread on a MacBook Pro with a 2.6 GHz Intel Core i74960HQ processor. Unless stated otherwise, all timing results use 5 trials, with each trial reporting the fastest among 20 executions. We use the best, rather than the average, since this is standard practice in performance benchmarking and is robust to the purely additive noise introduced by competing CPU tasks. Standard deviations are shown for all curves as shaded areas. Since training can be performed offline and all methods except sparse PCA, Myrl et al. 2009, train in at most a few minutes, we omit profiling of training times. We also do not profile the time to preprocess B, since 1. This time is inconsequential in most cases, and 2. B is fixed and could be processed offline in all the problems we consider. In order to avoid implementation bias, we build upon the source code provided by Blalock and Guttig 2017-2, which includes highly tuned implementations of many algorithms to which we compare. 2https://github.com/dblalock/bolt. We do not need to tune any hyperparameters for madness, but we do take steps to ensure that other methods are not hindered by insufficient hyperparameter tuning. Concretely, we sweep a wide range of hyperparameter values and allow them to cherry-pick their best hyperparameters on each test matrix. Further details regarding our experimental setup and choices, e.g., use of a single thread, can be found in Appendix E. 5.1. Methods tested. Recall that most baselines take the form of selecting a matrix VER DXD, D less than D such that AB tilde, AV, VTB. Here D is a free parameter that adjusts the quality versus speed trade-off. We therefore characterize most of these methods by how they set V, PCA. Set V equal to the top principal components of A. Sparse PCA, Myrl et al. 2009. Set V argmini minu 2 netin, AUVTF plus 4, V, 1, where UTU equals I. This is not the only dictionary learning formulation referred to as sparse PCA, Zhou and Shui, 2018, Camacho et al., 2020, but it is a good representative and is the only one with support in a major Python library. FastJL, Eilen and Chazelle, 2009. V is set to Rademacher random variables composed with a fast Hadamard transform, FHT. For simplicity, we exclude the FHT in the timing. HashJL, Dasgupta et al., 2010. V is 0 except for a 1 pound in each row, with both sign and position chosen uniformly at random. Scalar quantize. The matrices are not projected, but instead linearly quantized to 8 bits such that the smallest and largest entries map to either 0 and 255 or minus 128 and 127, as appropriate. We use FBGEMM, Kudia et al., 2018, to perform the quantized matrix multiplies. We neglect the time required to convert from other formats to 8 bits, reflecting the optimistic scenario in which the matrices are already of the appropriate types. Bolt, Blalock and Guttig, 2017. Bolt is the most similar method to our own, differing only in the encoding function, the use of averaging instead of upcasting, and the optimization of centroids. Exact multiplication. We simply compute the matrix product AB using a modern BLAS implementation. Madness PQ, a handicapped version of Madness without the prototype optimization step. The gap between Madness and Madness PQ is the gain from optimizing the prototypes. We also compared to many additional methods, see Appendix E, but omit their results since they were not competitive with those listed here. Equals 5.2. How fast is Madness? We begin by profiling the raw speed of our method. In Figure 3, we time the G, A, functions for various vector quantization methods. The A matrices have 214 rows and varying numbers of columns D following Blalock and Guttig, 2017. We also vary the number of codebooks C, profiling 8, 16, and 32-byte encodings. We measure in bytes rather than codebooks since PQ and OPQ use 8 bits per codebook while Bolt and Madness use 4. We also profile the speed of our aggregation function F, smiley face. Using the same baselines as Blalock and Guttig, 2017. As Figure 4 shows, our average-based, matrix-aware aggregation is significantly faster than the upcasting-based method of Bolt, its nearest rival. 5.3. Softmax classifier. As described in Section 1, we approximated linear classifiers on the widely used CIFAR-10 and CIFAR-100 datasets, Krishesky et al. 2009. The classifiers use as input features the 512-dimensional activations of open-source, VGG-like neural networks trained on each dataset, Geifman, 2018. The matrices A are the 10,000 by 512. Moreover, our method achieves this performance despite having worse support from the hardware. More precisely, it obtains speedups much smaller than the level of compression it provides. For example, the third points from the right in both plots correspond to speedups of roughly 100%. However, they are compressing each 512 by 4b equals 2048b row of the input down to a mere 4b, a savings of 512x, sizes not shown in figure. If the hardware could look up accumulate as many bytes per cycle as it can multiply accumulate, our method could be over 4x faster. Combined with the fact that multiplexers require many fewer transistors than multipliers, this suggests that a hardware implementation of our method might offer large efficiency gains compared to existing accelerators. 5.4. Kernel-based classification 6. Discussion and conclusion. Because our work draws on a number of different fields but does not fit cleanly into any of them, it is useful to discuss what we have and have not demonstrated, as well as possible implications and extensions of our work. Our main empirical finding is that our proposed method, Madness, achieves order of magnitude speedups compared to existing AMM methods and up to 2 order of magnitude speedups compared to the dense baseline. It also compresses matrices by up to 3 orders of magnitude. These results are evaluated on a CPU and are obtainable only when there is a training set for one matrix. We also claim superior performance only when one matrix is larger than the other and both matrices are tall, the regime wherein our extremely fast, but less accurate, encoding function is beneficial. Our method also loses utility when the larger matrix is known ahead of time. This assumption is common in similarity search and eliminates the need for a fast encoding function entirely. Our approximate integer summation and fused table lookups would likely be useful independent of any of these assumptions, but demonstrating this is future work. We also have several theoretical findings, taking the form of guarantees regarding the errors introduced by our method and its constituent subroutines. While we do obtain an overall generalization guarantee, this guarantee is not tight. In particular, it should grow looser with the large matrix's Frobenius norm and tighter as its singular values become more concentrated. At present, however, it simply grows looser as the largest singular value grows. The missing step is a guarantee that our encoding function will yield lower quantization errors when the singular values are more concentrated, which is its behavior in practice. We have not demonstrated results using GPUs or other accelerators. While such accelerators are a small minority of hardware, they are often used in machine learning. Our method is not inherently tied to CPUs, but the differing performance characteristics of accelerators mean that adapting our method to them would require both algorithmic and implementation work, with the details depending on the device. We also have not evaluated a multi-CPU threaded extension of our algorithm, though this is because our method is intended to serve as the low-level, compute-bound, block matrix product routine called by individual threads. Finally, we have not demonstrated results using convolutional layers in neural networks or results accelerating full networks. The weight reuse in convolutional layers presents many opportunities for algorithmic optimizations, and we hope to exploit them using a specialized extension of our method in future work. Accelerating overall networks will require two significant undertakings. First, the engineering work of building and integrating custom operators, data layouts, etc., into existing frameworks and networks. And second, the research necessary to determine when, how, and to what extent to include approximate kernels inspired by our approach. A particular difficulty with the latter is that our hash function is not differentiable. We believe that accelerating full networks with our ideas is a promising direction, particularly for inference. This is especially true at the hardware level. Our method requires only multiplexers, not multipliers, and can therefore be implemented easily and with far less power than current matrix product logic. Moreover, our encoded representation and lookup tables have contiguous and uniformly sized elements, making our approximate GEM inner loops nearly identical to their dense counterparts, i.e., there is no need for complex access patterns or sparsity handling. In summary, we introduced Madness, an algorithm that achieves up to a 10x better speed-quality trade-off than existing methods for the well-studied problem of approximate matrix multiplication, AMM, as measured on a large, diverse, and challenging set of real-world matrices. Our approach is a significant departure from existing AMM work in that it relies on hashing and table lookups rather than multiply-add operations. Our results suggest that future methods similar to our own might hold promise for accelerating convolution, deep learning, and other workloads bottlenecked by linear transforms. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.